This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Think back to when you were 11 years old. Do you remember your best friend? You know, that totally fun person that always made you laugh? For Angelika Bachmann, who grew up in Hamburg, Germany, that special friend was Iris Siegfried.
We played in the school orchestra and we drove the conductor crazy with our laughing fits, and we shared the same sense of humor from the first moment. So we were very big friends, and after a few years we played on the street and we had some private concerts, and so now we play in the big halls.
14 years ago, Angelika and Iris formed Salut Salon, a delightful all-female quartet featuring two violins, vocals, cello, and piano.
We play actually very seriously classical music, but we add some funny things and we write our own songs and we do some acrobatics and play upside down.
That's right. They play upside down with their bows behind their backs, and they even all unite on one instrument for an encore that's become a YouTube sensation. It's called Competitive Foursome, and it's had more than 20 million views. So I asked Angelika, what kind of comments do you get from the audience?
It depends on. There are people who know a lot about classical music, and they tell us what classical melodies they recognize in our pieces, and they like our arrangements. And people who never have been to a classical concert, they say it didn't hurt at all. So.
Salut Salon create most of their own arrangements on their latest recording, which is called Carnival Fantasy. This carnival atmosphere is enhanced with a zoological theme.
Yeah, I think humans and animals are much more alike than everyone thinks. We wrote a song, it's called There's a Zoo Inside of Me. It was a very funny and interesting time for us to find out that sometimes you think you are as strong as a lion and sometimes you think you are as beautiful as a swan, which we are playing on the singing saw, for example. And sometimes you just want to flee like the flight animals in the Carnival of the Animals of Camille Saint-Saëns. Voyez ma route, je suis en
courant, j'avance fier. Well, let's talk a little bit about that singing saw that you just mentioned. Why did you choose to use that to represent the swan?
Because I love the swan from Camille Saint-Saëns so much. I love the singing saw. I played for many years, and it's very difficult to play it on the singing saw, and I practice a lot, and I tried to get it. And in the end, I got it, and the sound is very, very special. I love it very much.
What kind of a bow do you use? I mean, how do you actually create that sound?
I do it with my violin bow.
Really?
I don't change it.
Oh my gosh, and you're not worried about damaging the bow? I mean, it's the saw itself must not have teeth on it, right?
Or no, I do it on the other side.
Okay, good. While working on this carnival fantasy, the four members of Salut Salon awakened their creativity by taking a little trip.
Yes, at the beginning of the year, we have been in Africa, in Nairobi, and we did a big safari for a few days. And so we saw the animals in reality, and then we got inspiration for our program.
So why not explore the zoo inside of you as you enjoy the music on Carnival Fantasy with the ensemble Salut Salon? And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.